Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Mark Daniels. Packers' final practice of training camp coming on Tuesday. They have to make 9 more roster cuts to reach the NFL limit of 75 players. On Monday, the Packers cut place kicker Giorgio Tavecchio, leaving Mason Crosby and free agent Zach Ramirez, signed on Sunday, to battle for the job. But head coach Mike McCarthy says it may not be the end of Giorgio.
The kicking competition is not over. We feel like we have a very good handle on where Giorgio is as far as his capabilities, his performance. There is a case, a scenario that we may bring him back.
That won't be the case for backup quarterback Graham Harrell. Aaron Rodgers on Monday talking for the first time about the release of his backup.
Yeah, it was tough to see, you know, a good friend go. Nothing surprised me in this business anymore. It's a tough business. And, it was sad to see him go, but I get paid to play around here. I'm glad I don't have to make some of those tough decisions. Those guys are going to battle it out from what I hear. And, this game is going to be about opportunities and who makes the most of those opportunities.
Packers wrap up the preseason Thursday night in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Other NFL notes. Minnesota Viking fullback Ray Felton has been suspended by the league for 3 games for violating the substance abuse policy. Some notable wide receivers released on Monday. Dante Stallworth with Washington. Braylon Edwards by the Jets, who also released running back and kick returner Joe McKnight. Brett Swain, former Packer, cut by Seattle. DeAndre Burrell did not make it with the Tennessee Titans. The NFL Players Association is coming to the defense of Aaron Hernandez. ESPN reporting the NFLPA has filed a grievance against the New England Patriots. On behalf of Hernandez, they're seeking to collect $82,000 in workout bonuses from his contract. Hernandez had his contract terminated after he was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. In college football, the NCAA looking into the controversy surrounding Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel. Officials met with the Heisman Trophy winner for 6 hours on Sunday, according to ESPN, to question him about allegations that he accepted payments for autographs from memorabilia dealers. The Wisconsin Badgers are ready to kick off the 2011 season. First-year head coach Gary Anderson says we are ready to go.
Kids are excited. Had a first morning meeting and some normal weekly structure today. I think they're ready to move into transition to a true game week versus camp. And like every team in America, they look forward to the opportunity to play against somebody else.
That somebody else will be the Minutemen of the University of Massachusetts at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday at 11 a.m. While Anderson would not confirm it, there are reports Joel Stave has won the starting quarterback job for Wisconsin this fall. To Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, after an off day, open a series in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Kyle Loesch will face Garrett Cole at PNC Park on Tuesday night. And for the first time in a while, the Pirates are not in first place in the NL Central. The St. Louis Cardinals have caught and passed them by after an 8-6 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. The big blow for the Cards in the 7th inning, Alan Craig lifting a grand slam home run.
It's huge. I mean, there's a decent amount of games left, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not really. You know, it's getting to crunch time, and you know, our schedule's been extremely tough. You know, playing the Braves, now we got the Reds, and it doesn't get any easier. So we needed to win this game. You know, the first game of a big series, so we did a good job.
Todd Helton did a good job. 2-run home run lifting Colorado over San Francisco 6-1. The Diamondbacks beat the Padres 6-1. And it was the Dodgers over the Cubs 6-2. Zach Greinke, his 13th win of the year against just 3 losses, helped himself with an RBI single and came within an out of pitching a complete game.
I don't know, that's just kind of what you want to do as a pitcher is throw as much as possible. But if you don't do it, then you don't know what it feels like, so you gotta kind of do it, or else you forget how to a little bit.
New York Mets fall to the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. Cliff Lee went 8 innings, but the news even worse for the Mets. Their outstanding rookie pitcher, Matt Harvey, he's been feeling a little uncomfortable on the mound in recent starts.
This past start, it was a little bit more, uncomfortable than normal, and decided it was in the best interest to get it checked out.
Then what they found, a partially torn ligament in his right elbow. It should sideline Harvey for the rest of the season, and if Tommy John surgery is required, could jeopardize his 2014 season. In the American League, Kansas City hammered Tampa Bay 11-1, pounding on 13 hits. Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-2. Alex Rodriguez, career home run, number 650. He and Derek Jeter in the lineup for the first time together this season. The A's beat the Tigers 8-6. Houston gets past Chicago 10-8. Chris Carter with a couple of home runs and four RBIs for the Astros. And A.J. Pierzynski hits a three-run shot leading Texas past Seattle 8-3. In minor league baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers beat Kane County 4-2. They'll wrap up that series with a matinee at 12:05 at Fox City Stadium on Tuesday afternoon. News from the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA. Larry Sanders put his name on the dotted line, officially signing his four-year, $44 million contract on Monday. He did it with a news conference at the Milwaukee Boys and Girls Club.
Milwaukee adopted me as a young child, trying to find his way in the league. It showed me nothing but love and support. It's only right for me to be here now with these kids, trying to express to them where I am now and how I got here today. The hard work I put in, but also that I'm just a human, I'm just a person, just like they are. And if I can get here, they can.
Milwaukee Bucks general manager John Hammond says Sanders has moved front and center in the organization.
He's one of the key, if not the key, core piece for us moving forward. He's one of the top defenders in the NBA. You know, I think when you can classify yourself as one of the best in the league, and you talk about one of the best in the league, that means one of the best in the world at what you do. Larry's one of the top shot blockers in our business.
Finished second in blocked shots last year after averaging career highs in points and rebounds. College basketball. The Green Bay Phoenix men's basketball team opening up a foreign trip in Nassau, the Bahamas, beating the Bahamas All-Stars 81-69. Kiefer Sykes led the way with 20 points. Greg Mays had 19, first of four games in Nassau for the Green Bay Phoenix. The U.S. Open Tennis Championships getting underway in New York. Serena Williams, the defending champion and the top seed, had no trouble with a 6-love, 6-1 victory over Francesca Schiavone. Serena afterwards saying her opponent played better than her ranking.
She doesn't look 33. She definitely doesn't play 33. You know, she just had a couple not great results, but she's playing well. I don't think she's ranked where she should be, and there's nothing in me that doesn't think that she'll be ranked higher very soon.
Serena's sister Venus also with a win, knocking out 12th seeded Kirsten Flipkins in straight sets. And American Sloane Stephens dropped the first set, but she advanced, saying there's nothing like playing at the Open.
Being here at the US Open is just a bit overwhelming, you know. Literally everywhere you go, every single person knows who you are, and as opposed to when you're at French Open or when you're at Wimbledon, you know, it's like, okay, you're a tennis player, it's great, but here it's like every single person knows who you are, and it's definitely overwhelming, but I think, you know, it comes with the package.
Second seeded Rafa Nadal on the men's side, victorious in straight sets over American Ryan Harrison, and U.S. star James Blake announcing he's going to be retiring following this year's U.S. Open. And Kurt Busch is leaving Furniture Row Racing after this season. Stuart Haas Racing signing Busch to a multi-year contract. He'll begin driving for that team in 2014. The 35-year-old, the fourth driver to join SHR, which already includes part owner Tony Stewart, Kevin Harvick, and Danica Patrick. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.